Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. Femi and Bebefe hanging with you guys here on this Friday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, rather, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the Ravens' win over the Miami Dolphins last night on Thursday Night Football. Baltimore now 3-5, starting to charge towards that AFC North like we all talked about over the last week or so, with the Steelers fumbling the bag, losing to the Bengals, losing to the Packers, and now here we are with the Baltimore Ravens right on their heels after last night's win. And of course, the Miami Dolphins parting ways with their general manager, Chris Greer, after Greer was the GM since 2016. This was not a situation that needed to continue, at least from a front office standpoint. You could also argue that for the coaching standpoint. That's my opinion. But hey, according to Stephen Ross and according to sources, Mike McDaniel will remain the head coach for the Miami Dolphins this season and maybe even beyond. I think that'd be a horrendous mistake. But that's what they're reporting out of Miami, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. So Nick will talk about that coming up to begin the 4 o'clock hour. 20 minutes from now, we'll get into the popular betting sides in the NFL and college football this week. Some interesting games to go over in terms of the most popular sides, especially in college football. We got a fun slate, an intriguing slate here. Excited to pour through those games courtesy of John Ewing and all the BetMGM insights that we get at this time each and every week. But let's go ahead and get to what we need to get to right now here at 3:20 Eastern time, which is our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, joining us in his spot here on the Daily on You Better You Bet. Bill, how we doing here on this Thursday afternoon? Happy Halloween to you and yours out there back east in New York.
Happy Halloween to all the You Better You Bet listeners. If that's your thing, go out, have a good time, and gamble slash drink responsibly. Although, you know, yes. I didn't when I used to do Halloween. But hey.
But it's like do as I say, don't do as I did.
Yeah, don't it's do like, as yeah, I did. Yeah, and I'm guessing many of the You Better You Bet crew don't do as we did.
Yeah, Halloween was a real riot back in the day. I'm actually going to a Halloween party tomorrow.
Costume?
And I'm going. So yeah, the costume is very, not lame, but it's very easy. Like, so I was talking to my wife about it a couple weeks ago. I was like, I don't want to dress up whatsoever. Like, I just want to wear what I wear usually on the weekends. So she actually came up with the idea. It's like, well, you should go as like a DJ. And I was like, you know what? I actually like that idea. So like, I got like this like big old like DJ thing that she created out of like a cardboard box and got like plates on it that are spray painted black to look like they're like discs or whatever. And there's like some colored buttons. So it's like a whole like DJ sort of situation. I'm just gonna wear like a t-shirt and like the chain that I always wear. Like it's just gonna be like how I usually dress every single day, but I'm just gonna have this thing around my neck as like my little DJ kit, and that'll be my Halloween costume because I'm a lazy POS when it comes to dressing up for Halloween. left that back in like high school.
I thought you were gonna go as Fred Schmaltz.
I do have my Fred Schmaltz suit still. You know, they come in handy when I get invited to weddings. But yeah, we're not going as Fred Schmaltz. We don't want to relive and celebrate those days because some of those days were not as fun to look back on. So we look forward to more fun things. But yeah, that is what Halloween will be for me tomorrow. And tonight we'll just be handing out candy here at the Abebefe household. So all the trick-or-treaters will roll through. I do not know where the candy stash is because my wife smartly hid it from me. Otherwise, I might have taken that down throughout this week. But hey, you know what? Happy Halloween out there for everybody who was looking to celebrate tonight, as we will be celebrating by also watching sports tonight because we got some big stuff to get to this evening, especially in baseball. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
You said it, Femi. It's baseball because it's World Series Game 6. Blue Jays have an opportunity to close out the LA Dodgers and win the franchise's third World Series. Kevin Gausman is going to go for the Jays, and they'll have to beat the great Yoshinobu Yamamoto. That's right, Yamamoto, who's 3-1 with a 1.57 ERA, 26 Ks, and 28 2/3. This postseason, he's been absolutely lights out. Should be an electric game tonight. Dodgers are -140, Jays +120, Femi, over at BetMGM.
Yeah, this is a really, really fun atmosphere and a fun game, a fun setup, because you have the awesome Yamamoto on the mound against this great Blue Jays lineup in an absolute raucous environment at the Rogers Center. Yamamoto already did it in game 2 last week on a Saturday when he went the distance. Can he go the distance tonight? I mean, that seems doubtful, right? Like, I would not expect him to go out there and pitch another complete game, but man, like, if he goes out there and dominates, this is a really like legendary performance potentially for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. For me, my opinion on how this game plays out, I think Yamamoto has another good outing. Not as good as it was in game 2, but good enough to get the Dodgers the win. Like, I agree with the betting market that the Dodgers should be favored. And I'm looking around at other sports books right now. Like, there is interest in Toronto. Like, you can find some -136, -137 out there. So I've not placed this bet just yet, but I will be placing a bet on the Los Angeles Dodgers to force a game 7. Now, when we get to the game 7, I think Toronto actually pulls it off on a Saturday night at home. But tonight, I think it's a really nice spot for the Dodgers to get right, because it feels like, oh, this is like a coronating moment for the Blue Jays and everyone's excited. I just don't know if we're going to get it tonight. I do think we get it Saturday night. So give me the Dodgers. As for how everyone else is betting this game, 65% of the bets are on the Blue Jays money line at +120. 59% of the handle, though, is on the Dodgers at -140. Of course, you have to lay a bit more money to get some bang for your buck if you're going to back the favorite in baseball, laying that juice. 62% of the bets and 71% of the handle is on over 7.5. It's a little bit lower than what it's usually been in this series. We've been flirting with 8, 8.5, but you get Yamamoto on the mound, you get Gausman on the mound, you're going to get 7.5. for your total, even though these lineups on paper are really, really strong. 64% of the bets, 77% of the handles on Dodgers on the run line. You had to lay 1.5 there at +115. I could kind of get down with that, but I'm just going to go ahead and just lay the -140. Let's not have to sweat out needing to win this bad boy by 2 runs or more. So give me the Dodgers tonight to force that game 7. As for the most popular player props, the 5th most popular is Yoshinobu Yamamoto at over 18.5 outs at -149. 4th most popular, Yamamoto over 6.5 strikeouts. That's at even money. 3rd most popular, Alejandro Kirk to hit a homer at +700. 2nd most popular, Shohei Ohtani to hit a homer at +195. And then the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Vlad Guerrero Jr. to hit a home run +400. So the home run props and the Yamamoto props are what people like in this game. I do like Yamamoto to go out there and shove, as we say here on You Better, You Bet. I think the Dodgers force the game 7. I think Toronto wins it Saturday night. So give me Dodgers -140 as my bet for game 6 in the World Series. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Let's move over to the NFL, Femi, because we've got a big one here for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Travis Hunter has been placed on the IR. Head coach Liam Cohen said this was a non-contact injury for his right knee, happened in Thursday's practice. He's going on the IR, so he's out at least 4 weeks, but they're still assessing the injury here, Femi. There's no details as to exactly what this injury is and really how long he's going to be out.
Yeah, this is brutal. Honestly, this is brutal. On one hand, brutal for the Jacksonville Jaguars because it felt like they were like, all right, starting to get Travis Hunter a little bit more involved in offense, had somewhat of a plan for Travis Hunter after what we saw in the London game against the Los Angeles Rams. And you could argue that, hey, yeah, some of this was in garbage time, et cetera, et cetera. But Travis Hunter's a really good wide receiver. And I think that they wanted to kind of make him more of a focal point on this offense, especially with the inconsistencies of Brian Thomas Jr. and also the injuries that he's been dealing with as well. So for this Sunday, it makes a lot of sense as to why the betting market sees this news and says, you know what? It's time to bet the Raiders because all the threes are gone. This was a point spread that was 3.5 earlier in the week. We're now crossed through that key number of 3. It's 2.5 everywhere. And I think that's the right move. Like the Raiders are very, very live to pull off this win. I am hoping like hell the Raiders win this game because I have a pretty big bet on their win total over from the summertime. So I'll be rooting for the Raiders to get this dub, but a massive loss for the Jaguars. And it sucks for those of you who've been betting the awards. Like I have like talked about 100-1 Travis Hunter a couple of weeks ago, bet 50-1 earlier this week. Didn't see this coming because the guy got injured in practice. Like, what can you do with that, you know? Like, it's just kind of a frustrating situation. Travis Hunter, pretty much, like, it's over for him to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Like, that's done. He was never going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year because he's not playing as much on defense. But, like, he had, like, a legitimate path on offense, seeing as that they were going to get him more involved. And now missing at least 4 games. And that's how they're framing it. At least 4 games. And Liam Cohen, for those who were in attendance at the press conference, seemed pretty despondent, like didn't seem like he was in high spirits giving this news to those reporters down there in Duval County. I think best case scenario is that he comes back after 4 games. This might be a little bit longer, maybe heading into December. So just keep this one in mind as we progress throughout the rest of the season here. But a bummer for the Jags. And for those of you who like me that bet some O'Roy for Travis Hunter, yeah, you can rip those tickets up. That bad boy's not getting home, unfortunately. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, Femi, no surprise here. Jaden Daniels officially back and will be starting for the Washington Commanders. He has practiced all week and is ready for the Commanders' Sunday night football game against the Seattle Seahawks. This is a huge game for the Commanders, Femi, as they attempt to really save their season. They really need to win this one if they're going to get back in the playoff hunt. So they have Jaden back, but of note, Terry McLaurin will miss another game.
Yeah, this is going to give us an opportunity, I think, to bet the Seattle Seahawks. I'm seeing at one prominent domestic sportsbook, it's 2.5 heavily juiced towards Seattle at minus 125. Like, I think Seattle's going to win this game. I think Seattle's just a much better team than the Washington Commanders. And yeah, like, Jaden Daniels is the better quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But this roster continues to break down because they're so old. And now with no Terry McLaurin, it's Deebo Samuel and Luke McCaffrey. Like, this is one of the best defenses in the league that they're going up against in the Seattle Seahawks. And oh, by the way, the Seahawks coming off of the bye. So the Seahawks will be rested and a little bit more healthy than what the Commanders, who are on a short week, having played Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, this is one of the worst spots imaginable. And now you're going to be down probably your best offensive player outside of the quarterback. I would never bet the Washington Commanders. This is Seattle or pass. I will end up with a Seattle ticket in pocket. I'm just going to wait to see if maybe people start betting Washington now that Daniels is back. Say, hey, I can get Jaden Daniels +3 at home. Like, that might attract some people. I'm hoping it does, because I would love nothing more than to bet the Seahawks -2.5. But if that doesn't come, I'll still bet Seahawks -3. I think the Seahawks win this one by margin. Give me Seattle Sunday night, as I think Washington, we're starting to learn, not as good as what we saw last year. And this, to me, feels like one of the more disappointing teams in 2025 when we look back on this season. So Seahawks all the way for me. Let's just wait and see where the market goes as we head into the weekend. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi, let's move over to the Bears-Bengals game. They're squaring off this weekend. For the Bears, we learned today, actually, running back DeAndre Swift is going to miss the game. For the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson has been listed officially as doubtful. Joe Flacco is questionable with that AC joint sprain. Flacco did talk to the media today, said he feels good. So, Femi, it is uncertain, but it does look like Flacco will most likely be playing for the Bengals this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably be a compromise, Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco nonetheless here for the Cincinnati Bengals. You look at the total, and it makes a lot of sense as to why this keeps getting bet over with Trey Hendrickson being doubtful for this game. We're all the way now out to 51. Like, there's going to be some points in this contest just based on how Flacco plays. Like, he wants to push the ball down the field. And obviously, Cincinnati with Higgins and Chase, they have a bunch of weapons that he could distribute the ball to. And this, to me, this needs to be the get right game for Caleb Williams. Like, that's what this is. Like, that's why I'll be watching this game very closely. Like, I want to see Caleb go out there and let it rip and have this look like what it did when they played the Dallas Cowboys back in September. Like, that's what this needs to look like, because this Bengals defense is atrocious. It's horrendous. It is not a good defense whatsoever. And I think the Bears, despite the running back injuries, no DeAndre Swift, I think they should be able to take advantage of the Bengals defense. I think Chicago wins the game. I'm back and forth about whether I want to lay the 2.5, but I might get there just because I don't really like the aspect of Flacco going out there on a sore shoulder. Like, what if somebody lands on that shoulder? All of a sudden now he's got more issues, and now you got to go turn to Jake Browning. So if this was Bears or pass, I'll probably end up betting Chicago once we get to the weekend here. But at 2.5, it's a lot more intriguing than it was earlier when this was like at 3 or whatever. Like, if Flacco plays, I think it's a bet on Chicago. Let's just get that confirmation first, though, before clicking submit on the wager. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Miami Heat 107-101. Victor Wembanyama, 27-18. Man is averaging 30-15, like some sort of Wilt Chamberlain stat line so far this year. Femi, that makes the Spurs 5-0 on the season. That is the first time in franchise history they've won 5 straight to start the year. Pretty remarkable that the Tim Duncan Pop teams never accomplished that feat, but Wemby keeps doing things all-time greats did not, and he's only 21.
That's the crazy part about this. I'm so stunned that, like, David Robinson, Tim Duncan, even some of the Kawhi Leonard team, like, none of them ever went 5-0. Like, that's pretty wild. But shout out to Wemby for pulling that off here for the San Antonio Spurs. And I do think, like, these first 5 games so far this season have given us a glimpse into what the actual upside is for San Antonio. Now, it's early in the NBA season. We're like 11 days into this one. We don't want to draw massive, massive conclusions. But I will say this. Wemby, like, he's playing like he's the best player in the league. Now, is he there right now, like here on October 31st? I don't think so, but he's certainly like a top 5 player. And if that's the case, that means the ceiling for the Spurs is much higher than we thought it was heading into this season. Like, looking at the odds board right now over at BetMGM, to win the Western Conference, San Antonio's 20-1. That to me doesn't make a lot of sense, because they might have the best player in the conference at the end of the season. That's how great Victor Wembanyama is. To me, I think that we need to start taking some long, hard looks at Spurs futures, because their upside, if Wemby's going to be playing like this defensively and offensively, I think it's the ceiling has no roof. As Michael Jordan once botched when he was at North Carolina. Like, this ceiling is unlimited for the San Antonio Spurs. So 20-1. It's interesting to me, a difficult Western Conference. On the other side, we'll break down the popular bets in college football and NFL as we wrap up the 3 o'clock hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.